Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. A federal jury in Camden has found the former police chief in Bordentown guilty on one of three counts stemming from the 2016 arrest of a handcuffed black teenager. Frank Nucera was convicted on lying to the feds about the case. That could lead to a jail term of up to 5 years. He'll be sentenced in February for that. Defense attorney Rocco Ciparone.
We were optimistic that the jury would find a reasonable doubt on all of the counts. He's handling it with as much dignity and grace as anybody could in the circumstances, but I can't say it's not disappointing. It is disappointing.
The jury remains deadlocked on alleged hate crime, assault, and a civil rights violation. The U.S. Attorney's Office had no comment on the partial verdict. Police are looking for a man they say raped a Drexel University student yesterday afternoon. She told investigators it happened just before 1 p.m. at an off-campus apartment near 32nd and Winter in Powelton. Anybody with information is asked to call Philadelphia or Drexel Police. Lawyers for the man accused of stabbing his girlfriend to death in front of her daughter say they're considering a plea deal. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Authorities say Rochelle Jenkins repeatedly stabbed Kimberly Westcott while she stayed at her friend's house to get away from Jenkins. It happened in September at the house on Agate Street in Port Richmond. 26-year-old Jenkins waived the preliminary hearing, and prosecutors told the judge they're in the beginning stages of a possible plea negotiation. If the defendant pleads guilty to third-degree murder, they would drop first, but the rest of the charges would stand.
Attorneys for both sides say it's in the best interest of the child who witnessed the alleged murder to keep her from testifying. The head of the police unit is asking whether District Attorney Larry Krasner's spokeswoman violated policy with a tweet she sent last week. Jane Rowe tweeted about an Inquirer photograph of people at a rally of Krasner critics. That picture shows mostly white faces in a crowd of supporters of Maureen Faulkner, the widow of murdered police officer Daniel Faulkner. Rowe tweeted, "There's something about this picture, can't quite," spelled Q-W-H-I-T-E, "put my finger on it." Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby noted more than a dozen Philadelphia police officers lost their jobs this summer over racist and offensive Facebook posts.
We had a number of officers disciplined and even fired a few months back for the same type of behavior. And you know, my question is there two sets of rules here?
McNesby has now sent a letter to D.A. Krasner asking if the post was made from a city phone and whether Krasner condoned it. Rowe, when reached by KYW News Radio, had no comment. U.S.-China trade talks resume today. With more than 100,000 companies in both countries doing business with each other, there is cause for concern, according to Mauro Gulen, a professor at Penn's Wharton School.
It's a huge number. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of trade and tens of billions of dollars of investment.
Gulen says China is about to pass the U.S. when it comes to the largest economy.
That means that their market will be bigger. That means that they will have more bargaining power.
China is already the largest trading nation. Well, three Philadelphia City Council members will be retiring in December, but none of them will be getting the controversial six-figure payments from the city's deferred retirement program, known as DROP. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Bill Greenlee, Blondell Reynolds Brown, and Janie Blackwell all say they're not criticizing elected officials who would choose to take DROP, but none of them did. Greenlee is fulfilling a pledge he made early on.
I said when I first ran for the office that I would not take DROP.
Blackwell said she was not expecting to retire, but even after losing the primary, she did not join the program.
Council member Blondell Reynolds Brown may continue in city government, in which case she might still enroll. Three theaters, 10 days, 120 movies. Today marks the start of the 28th Philadelphia Film Festival.
A lot of them are things that you won't see on a big screen anywhere else.
Michael Lerman is with the Philadelphia Film Festival as the artistic director. He's personally watched every one of them.
Find something you've never heard of, take a chance, and just go check it out. I feel like that's the most rewarding experience that comes out of the festival.
Some of the movies have A-list stars, others are full of people you've never seen. Movies will be shown at the Ritz East, Ritz 5, and the Philadelphia Film Center. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.